Howe County Sheriff's Office reports that the remains that were found in August of 2024 are those of Ira Briscoe. On March the 18th, the Sheriff's Office spoke with forensic scientists at Missouri State Highway Patrol Crime Lab in Springfield in reference to previously submitted DNA samples. These samples are associated with the recovery remains located in August of 2024. During their conversation, it was advised to the Sheriff's Office the reference standards obtained from Rodney and Marilyn Briscoe were analyzed against the submitted sample associated with the recovered remains. The comparison yielded 99.99% likelihood the recovered remains are the biological child of Rodney and Marilyn Briscoe. Shortly after their conversation took place, Sheriff Matt Roberts traveled to the Briscoe residence and informed them of the information. Sheriff Roberts also contacted the next of kin of Lyman Little to advise her as of the current status of the case. At this time, the other human remains located at that same location as Ira Briscoe have not been identified. These remains will be submitted to a private laboratory for further DNA testing. Sheriff Roberts and the Howe County Sheriff's Office are committed to bringing this case to a close as soon as possible. Work is underway on water and sewer expansion in Thayer. Sturt Construction will be working on water and sewer construction on Brewer Street and the surrounding area the next few days. They will be boring underneath Highway 63 from Brewer Street and extending the water and sewer to the old Western Store property. Boring should be completed by Friday evening. Traffic will be impacted in the area due to the construction, and the city is asking at this time that you avoid the area if at all possible unless you are a resident of that area. The road could be closed at certain times. Tuesday, ECNN talked to Mayor Ken Cotham about the project, which is now started after being delayed, and asked why it was delayed.
The holdup was, the presidential election. They froze a lot of that money. A lot of that federal funding and federal grants was frozen until President Trump could figure out where all that money was going. And now it's freed back up, so we're free to get started, and we're going to start developing that property. It's a go.
We asked the mayor about how long the project will take.
Mr. Stewart thought that he could have his part done maybe by the end of the month. So that's pretty quick. But since we were late getting started, it may go a couple weeks over.
More work is expected on this property after the project of the water and sewer expansion is completed. The National Weather Service confirms tornadoes in Carter, Izzard, Stone, and Baxter counties. The Weather Service says an EF3 tornado destroyed several homes in the Fremont area. This tornado, they said, had wind speeds 165 miles per hour and a path of 500 yards wide and 17 miles long, ending northwest of Garwood. No injuries were reported. The Weather Service says an EF4 tornado touchdown near Melbourne in Izzard County with wind speeds 170 miles per hour. This storm was 46 miles long and had a path width of 1,000 yards. The Weather Service says the tornado in Stone County was an EF3 that touchdown near 56 community. And the Weather Service says the tornado that hit Gamelia was an EF1 with wind speeds of 100 miles per hour and was 4.8 miles long. The tornado that touched down in Bakersfield was rated an EF3 by the National Weather Service. The Izzard County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man from Calico Rock. 39-year-old Elmer Branscombe was arrested Tuesday afternoon around 1:30. He's charged with felony fleeing with serious physical injury. He's being held in Izzard County Jail. A man from Somersville suffered serious injuries in an accident north of Mountain View yesterday, according to the Missouri State Highway Patrol. A 44-year-old man from Somersville was injured when he failed to negotiate a curb, traveled off the roadway, struck a sign, and was ejected from the Can-Am Spider that he was riding. That accident happened on Missouri 17, 5 miles north of Mountain View. The man was flown to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. With the retirement of West Plains Police Chief Stephen Monticelli, Lieutenant Brian Bunch has been named interim police chief. Bunch, a long-serving and highly experienced member of the West Plains Police Department, will assume leadership of the department during the transitional period. More details about Lieutenant Brian Bunch are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Hall County Sheriff's Office is asking the public to be aware of people impersonating officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Scammers like this travel to disaster areas, hoping to steal money from innocent victims. The majority of complaints coming into FEMA involve bogus charities, FEMA impersonators, fake websites masquerading as FEMA, electricity disconnect threats, and contractor fraud. FEMA employees have clearly labeled identification badges. As of Tuesday, FEMA employees are not in the area. If you believe a FEMA impersonator is in your area or that you've been a victim of fraud, you can contact the Howell County Sheriff's Office at 417-256-2544. In the wake of the devastating tornadoes that impacted the communities, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks is reaching out to share an important resource aimed to support relief efforts. The Community Foundation of the Ozarks West Plains Disaster Relief Fund has been established to provide financial assistance to those in need. This fund is designed to help churches, nonprofit organizations, and other local groups that's working timelessly to support the neighbors and rebuild the community. They are encouraging individuals, businesses, and organizations to consider donating to the fund to aid in the relief efforts. For more information, you can visit their Facebook page. A burn ban has been issued effective immediately for Oregon County until further notice. The burn ban notice was put in place by Presiding Commissioner David Stubblefield. And Sharp County Judge Mark Counts announces that a burn ban has been issued for Sharp County. That also remains in effect until further notice. Citizens in Winona are advised that you are currently under a boil water order for all water customers as a result of their continued efforts to improve the city's water infrastructure. They will update us with any changes. They thank you for your patience as they manage their way through this project.